Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you doesn't cause any grief to me, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has something about which he can trust in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness that is in the law, blameless. But the things that were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them simply as manure, so that I can win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, so that I'll know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death. If by any means I can obtain the resurrection of the dead, not as though I've already obtained or were already perfect, but I pursue if I can take hold of that for which also I'm taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I don't count myself to have taken hold, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are in the past and reaching out to the things that are ahead, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Anyway, to what we've already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brothers, be followers together of me, and identify those who walk compared with our example. For many walk, about whom I have told you often, and now tell you with tears, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from where we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our dirty body, so that we'll be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself.